costs. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone. This Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And there was a very important truthful statement that was made at the end of the start of Tando Radio Show with the beginning promo, is that a nation's wealth will not be determined by how much cash it trades, by how much gold it holds. That is very true for not only nations, that is going to be critically important and the truth for the everyday person, you and I. The overall measure of wealth will be determined by the assets and the money, not cash, that you hold. And one of the easiest and most appropriate and one of the most perfect forms of money, that being silver, is going to be probably one of the, you know, last month or a couple of weeks ago, I did a show on some of the things that I think are going to be some major crisis and major events that are going to be coming to fruition relatively soon. And that one of the things that I think is going to happen is that the overall asset of physical silver will be unobtainable by most people. Today, it's obtainable by most people, but very shortly, in my opinion, we could see where it will go from 1 hour being obtainable in 30 seconds or 2 minutes later, it not being obtainable in a very easy way to, and then an hour after that being completely unobtainable by the everyday person because of the move upwards that silver will take. And a lot of things is going on. We will be touching on this. I would hope that you will protect yourself and your family. I usually start the show off in a different form and in a different manner, but because of some of the things that's going on in the world, we wanted to, and some of the things that are actually transpiring and some of the current events that are happening, it's prudent that I started the show that way. But I will get back to that. We will take care of some of the administrative duties, then we will jump into today's show. Today is September the 5th, 2018, is really the season. It's the hurricane season, not only in the form of the weather, but it's the hurricane season in the form of false flags. And I guess that's what today's really show should have been about, was the economic hurricane season has now completely started, and there are multiple storms that are on the horizon. So we will get into today's show, but before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Very important that you do, and you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com, and there you will see the donation prompt. If you would be so inclined to make a financial donation to this network, that would be greatly appreciated. If you feel that this network has actually giving you some value, some worth, then please definitely support it. And without your support, we will not be able to maintain the overall network itself. It needs financial, financial dedication from you all that will maintain this overall network so that we can continue to grow, so that the overall necessities of the obligations, the financial obligations can be met so we are on air. So very important that we do that and support this network. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, hitting the donation prompt and giving a donation. All donations, regardless of size, are greatly, greatly appreciated, and all of them are needed. So if you would please do that. You can also support the network by being a member in this social media platform known as BTR Community. For only $24 a year, you can engage in the social media platform that's been created by Black Talk Radio Network, known as Black Talk Radio Network, BTR Black Talk Radio Community. Black Talk Radio Network created BTR Community, which stands for Black Talk Radio Community. And it's a social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. For $24 a year, you can post things about you, your business, things that you think are relatively important, need to have more public exposure. You can do that without being as adversely affected as you would be inside of FedBook, aka Facebook. So come on over to BTR Community. It's the only place that I post information, and it is essential for you to be a part of that in a more holistic way. So come on over to BTR Community for $24 a year. Just go to www.btrcommunity. Sign up. You get a 30-day free trial membership. And then after that, it's going to be you can actually become a member for $24 a year. So please definitely do that. All right. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, now's the time to do that, to convert your cash, convert your debt into an asset of savings so that you will actually freeze the purchasing power of the dollars that you have. Instead of putting your cash in the safe, the safest place for you to put your cash that you are trying to save is to put it and take it out of the instrument of debt that has already been distinguished as, and put it into silver and gold, particularly silver. You could do that with Prosperity Mint. Go to their website, www.prosperitymint.com, and check out what's in inventory there, then email info@prosperitymint.com and let them know that you're a Tando Radio Show listener, and someone will get with you right away and explain to you the overall buying process. Please do not skip that. That part is very, very, very important. Please engage in that part of it all, because that part is essential. So definitely that is where you want to do that. And at Prosperity Mint is the place for that to happen. Okay? So to do that. Also, if you would like to be a part of the Legacy Wealth Management seminar that's coming up, and is going to be coming up, and that is going to be September the 15th and 16th in Dallas. If you would like information about that, if you're in the Dallas area, then just email me at wolf6pack1. Or if you'd like to fly in, that will be at a location, and you would like to be a part of that, you can email me, wolf6pack1, and I will give you the information that is needed for you to engage in that overall process and be a part of that. I will be presenting on Sunday, and looking forward to doing that there. And it's a very worthwhile event that you should be at, because it's critical to know that information and get structured correctly. And this is how you put yourself and your family in a position to be able to acquire wealth in so many different ways, in ways that you will deem as being, oh my goodness, now I see why people do this. And I heard and I didn't know. And the significance of it is huge. Can't really talk about it here on air. So, but if you'd like to be a part of that, just email me wolf6pack1@gmail.com. It's coming up on the 15th and 16th of September. I will be presenting there as well. Okay, so 1 second. Let me get ready for today's show, and we'll jump in at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, please don't hesitate. Give us a call, and the number is area code 704-806-5056, 704-80, excuse me, no, I said the wrong number. Let me give you the number. The number is, 1 second, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for you to be a part of today's very important show, as I would say, and hopefully you all will engage in that. We'd love to hear from you at any time. Please definitely do that, okay? So let me just get situated here. At any time, we got our brother Pastor Keith is actually also here, but he's not. One second. Actually, Pastor Keith is actually with us. He's in queue, and at any time he will jump in. Let me make sure I can. How will I do this? He's going to be muted. So, Keith, mute your phone. And then what happened is that if you wanted to chime in, then you would unmute it. So mute your phone so we won't hear the background noise. And then we'll, at any time if you wanted to get in, just let me know because you're not here in studio. Okay, great. He had muted his phone. I got it. So whenever you wanted to jump in, just go to a quiet place, Keith, and just unmute your phone, and then you'll be right in and just say, excuse me. Or just do what you usually do, just interrupt me as I'm speaking at anyhow. You know, Keith and I are good friends, so but he does that all the time to me. So I'm talking. I'll be giving a presentation, and he'll jump in and won't even say, excuse me. No, I'm just playing. Keith is good people. So that's Keith, whenever you're ready to at any time jump in. All right, so let's get into today's show. Let's get into what's in the news. And actually, today's show should have actually been the economic hurricane season is upon us, and many storms are on the horizon. That really should have been what today's show has been instead of current events. But anyhow, we're going to jump into that. And I know that usually we do Wise Wednesdays on Wednesday, but as soon as Brother Davis is ready, Brother Davis is probably busy. As soon as Brother Davis is ready to go on Wise Wednesdays, we'll pick that back up. And I will let you know, I actually forgot to give Brother Davis a call. Yes, I've been swamped with different things, but I will try to get in contact with Brother Davis, and then because I miss Wise Wednesdays, and I know you all do as well. Okay, so here we go. Today's show, current event. First article I got from Press TV. Trump says condemning neo-Nazis was his biggest mistake. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump has reportedly called his condemnation of white supremacists the biggest mistake he had ever made, according to an excerpt from Bob Woodward's new explosive book that was obtained by the Washington Post. Trump told his aides almost immediately after the condemnation that last year that it was the biggest explicit word that started with an F, biggest word F, and you can figure out the rest, mistake I've ever made. Oh, man. Tell you. Not surprised. So much goes along. And I know that, you know, Keith would probably want to go on about this one for about 2 days, y'all. But I'm going to just, you know, if Keith wanted to chime in on that, definitely. But I know just be forewarned, we may not be able to have any other show the rest of the week if we let Keith, you know, just say a few things about it. Keith will go on and on and on that, because there's a special place for the Republican Party in Keith's life. There's a special place, and it's not a comfortable one. So, but very, very, and I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna just say this: there is very explicit reasons why this has been reported, truthfully so reported, and why, and what the over intentions of everything is. This is a part of the destabilization that is going to really overcast the whole nation, and it's going to bring about a violent division that the system really wants and it is instigating, because it needs it. Definitely is of need. And so here it is, and here it comes. So that was the first article. Next article I got from the Brick Post. Jing sinks win-win cooperation with Africa. Celebrity figurehead Chinese president Jinping told dignitaries at the opening session of the third forum on China-Africa cooperation, known as FOCAC, Forum on Chinese-African Cooperation, is what is known as Forum on Chinese-African Cooperation, that yes, believes working together no the two regimes could achieve a win-win scenario for all. No one could undermine the great unity between China, the Chinese people, and the African.
I didn't have nothing. I didn't have no gun at all.
And this was reported on by
the Yes, I was. I didn't have no gun. That was my car.
The move.
I didn't have no gun. I'm innocent. I asked them to take a lot of tests and everything.
The new beacon of freedom.
Yeah, DNA, everything. I didn't have no gun. And whatsoever, they had buku people out there.
There's the reason why they have aligned themselves.
The people who was in my car gave them names. I didn't have no gun. I'm innocent. I'm only 21 years old. They should record. They got the body camera.
Because of
the dash camera. I didn't do
that
but run.
And the influence of those resources are unspeakably powerful. So now, will that actually be a benefit to the continent? I have my suspicions, and we'll talk about that at another time. We've talked about this before, but it's significant that you all know that this article was there, and definitely try to digest and dissect this as much as you can, read in between the lines as well. Next article I got from Trending Economics. The United States gross federal debt to GDP. And I posted that, and that's definitely going to be a part of a Friday show. I won't be able to have a show tomorrow. I have a very important meeting that I have to attend. So I won't be able to have a show. I'm going to try to do something in maybe I'm trying to think if I will be able to do at least an hour show. I probably will. And so that's what we'll probably do. We'll do an hour show. We'll wait, David. Think about that. I'm going to have to get back to you all on that one because of the time of travel time and everything else. I may not be able to do it. I will try to work it out. We'll let you all know. But looking at it, it probably will be best for us not to have a show. We're going to go with that. We're not going to be able to have a show tomorrow, but we will pick up Friday, regular time, regular station. You know where to meet us, and it'll be here. So check out that article. That is going to be significant for Friday's show. Next article from the Brick Post. Russia, U.S. trade warnings ahead of the Syrian final battle. Russia has been for weeks warning of a planned false flag operation in the besieged city of Idlib in the northern west Syria, alleged to be carried out by Islamic extremists. The warning comes as the Syrian armed forces reinforce their positions around the city currently under the control of Iraq al-Sham, the rebel group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. And we're going to take a look at some of that and within some of the things that's going on. This is some of the storms as we go into September as the false flag hurricane, economic hurricane, well, just the false flag season for the false flag hurricane season is September, late August, September into October is when major false flags like to exactly, you know, that's their season. That's when they show their face, their ugly face. So check out that article. Next article I got from South China Morning Post. Ex-president says, let Taiwan decide if it wants to be part of China. Taiwan's disgraced former president has called for a referendum on whether the self-ruled island wants to be part of China. And definitely, I think it's definitely going there for sure. And this is the overall start of it all, because the overall alliance with the United States is going to be broken because the U.S. is no longer able to hold that overall position by the stranglehold. It's losing its grip. Its grip has become weak. And not only weak, it no longer has a grip on a chokehold of the rest of the nations of the world. So check out that article. Next article from Press TV. Japan talking tentatively to the United States. Japan talking tenaciously to the United States on Iran oil imports. Japan said it is pressing the United States for exemptions from new sanctions to continue oil imports from Iran. In any case, the government intends to have talks with the U.S. in order to continue Iranian crude oil imports. The Ministry of Economics and Trade and Industry said for Japan. And there's this very significant reason. Japan was sucked into a war because they didn't have oil. And that war was World War II, because the U.S. was able to sanction them, and then from sanctions, they were able to place an embargo against Japan, and so Japan had no alternative but to go to war. So they forced them into it. They didn't want to do it. They were forced into it, and that is what's happening. And see, what happens is that arrogance and that ignorance and that type of modus operandi becomes how the overall criminal psychology of the U.S., the corporation of the United States, was developed. It was always developed around sanctioning to get to war when you think you can win. But I don't know what it is nowadays. I don't know how they think that they can win at all, because they can't. And that old modus operandi of the former successes from having that type of policy is going to show itself to be ineffective. They may believe that they can do what they were able to do before, but let me tell you something about a belief system. A belief system is nothing more than an opinion absent of facts and evidence. It is an opinion. They have the opinion. They believe that the U.S. actually believes that they can still do what they've been doing for so long. And that belief system is based off of an opinion absent of facts and evidence, the truth. And that's what's going to get them caught up. So check out that article. Next article from AP News. Iranian rial at the worst rate yet amidst collapse of nuclear deal. The Iranian rial has fallen to its lowest rate on record, with the currency now trading at over 150,000 rials to the U.S. dollar. It's actually higher than that. Yesterday I was reading, it was like 190,000. So check out that article. Another huge article. Let me just reset, because I don't know. Rise may have posted some things. It's been a while since I reset this. You know, hopefully I didn't miss anything. Another very, very significant and huge article. J.P. Morgan. Oops, one second before I read that. One second. Critical article. You want to make sure I didn't miss anything, because I didn't refresh. Yeah, I missed some things that Roz had put in, so I'll go back to them. Glad that something told me to check that. So I'll read some of the ones that Roz put in as well. So let me go to some of the ones Roz put in, and then we'll get going. Okay, next article. Roz posted this one inside of Tando. Mirror. Got this from Mirror. Police released pictures of Russians wanted over the Salisbury nerve agent attack. Check out that article. The UK is saying that they know who the individuals are. So check out that article, and this is all going to be a part of the overall growing.
Čekaj, ne čujem te ništa, samo gledaj ovo, ako bude bolje
vidjeti. Check out that article, and then also from the conversations, Rise posted, Britain's relationship with Saudi Arabia does far more damage than it is worth. So true. So check out that article. And it says, in a recent speech, the UK's Foreign Secretary Hunt stressed that Britain needs to strengthen its support for the ruling based international order, saying that it will be a price to pay for countries that do not share the UK's value and frequently cross geopolitical red lines. I think I know who that was directed at. So-called the U.S. So check out that article Rise posted. Then the last article, I think, is a huge article. Is going to be one of the mainstays for today's show. Is J.P. Morgan's top quantitative warns next crisis to feature flash crashes and social upheaval not seen since 1968. So that is what one of J.P. Morgan Chase leading economic analysts is saying. So check out that article, and we're going to be checking that out in a second. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on today's conversation at any time, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Just jump in queue, and if I'm reading something, if I'm somewhere else, you could just say excuse me, or if I see you in queue, I will definitely bring you up. So let's get into today's show. And I wanted to look at some of the storms that are on the horizon in this false flag season. There's hurricane season and there's false flag season. We're definitely in the start of a false flag season, and there's many storms that are already on the radar that are building momentum, and they are going landward, and they're going to strike heavily populated areas and are going to have an adverse effect on everyone from myself to you and everyone else that you know in different forms and different fashions on their arrival. There are some very significant global storms that are increasing in intensity and in overall width and presence. And very important that you know about those things, because they absolutely will have a dramatic effect on you, as if you were in the path of a violently strong storm. And these storms can be just as destructive or even more so destructive than the weather storms that we've seen in the past. So want to take a look at some of those things and want to get you in a position of advantage. Okay, so let me pull up the first, some of the things that I think, and I really think it would be irresponsible of this for us to not talk about this with you all. And I'm not an individual that needs for mainstream media to tell me what to think or to validate or substantiate anything. But what I like to do is I like to actually discern it in my own way. I'm not always right. I'm definitely not far off many times. And it's not because there isn't anything special, other than I've committed myself to trying to understand as much about some of the things that go on in the geopolitical realm as much as I possibly can, because I want to be able to protect myself, have immunity for myself and my family and the overall community at large. And not only that, but to be able to see the opportunities that will be there for the right picking. And that's why it's been important to me, and why it was so important. I figured that it was significant enough to share with you all, and some of you have gained and benefited from that, and I'm greatly, greatly pleased by that. And I just hope that that number will continue to increase, and it will go into much broader forms. And so that's why we do the show. But there's an article from Criminals, Nothing But Criminals, commonly referred to as CNBC, had a article out today from their finance section. Yesterday. And actually it was while we were on air that it came out, and I meant to send it, but I got extremely busy yesterday. And here's the article. JP Morgan Chase top quant warns next crisis to have flash crashes and social unrest not seen in 50 years. This is what we've been talking about, but this isn't what I said. This is what JP Morgan analyst, one of their top analysts, said. JP Morgan's top analyst, Marco Covelki, I don't even know that name. Let me see. Don't know the name. Predicts a great liquidity crisis will hit financial markets, marked by flash crashes in stock prices and social unrest. Now, what is a flash crash? This is what a flash crash is. Is when you manipulate a market, you can make it go wherever you want to go, and that's what happens. And you know, I think it's such an oxymoron for people to think that it would be smart and wise to go to Vegas with your retirement, go to one of the casinos, one of the big ones, small ones, or any casino that's there, and put your whole retirement and bet on red, bet on a number, bet on blackjack, bet on everything, at the roulette table, bet on black, whatever you want to do, go to the casino, into the casino with your life savings, and place a bet. That sounds absurd, but it also is just as equally absurd to go into the market with your whole life savings and think that you're actually going to benefit from it. Now, have some people benefited from that? Yes, absolutely, but they benefited for a reason. Because the overall numbers were in the odds were in their favor that they were going to win, because that's what the overall the house or the casino wanted them to win. See, what happens is that you always lay a trap. You always put bait when you're trying to trap your prey. See, some people having their overall pensions paid to them was a trap to get everybody else comfortable and blindly alleged and have blind fidelity to giving to that overall pension fund for their whole life. And when you look at the numbers will tell you that the overall house or the casino is betting against you because of the numbers. Why am I saying that? Because the baby booming generation is starting to receive disbursement from their overall retirement. And there's not enough people to keep the Ponzi scheme going. It's not enough. So whenever you think that actually engaging in the markets, financial hedges to save your pension or to have a pension is no different than someone going to Vegas and putting their whole life savings and their whole retirement on black or red, because they're both under the same overall rules of manipulation. It's the same working, it's the same nomenclature of betting. See, the market is just the corporate casino. the corporate casino that individuals and citizens and the population can engage in. That's all the market is, and they're both just as equally manipulated, but I would actually say that you actually probably have a better odds and chance of winning at a casino than you will at the corporate casino. No different. It's market manipulation. How do you know it's market manipulation? Here's how you know. Have you ever, at a casino, have you ever been able to see how that really works? Do they disclose to you how they really work? Do you know how those machines really work? Are you the individual that actually sets the machines? Do you know how the machines are controlled? Do you know how the roulette table is controlled? Do you know how the overall whole casino operations and the odds that they put into everything, how they're able to create those odds and how they're able to manipulate those odds? No, they don't show you or tell you those things. Those are proprietary secrets. Why are they secrets? They're secrets because they don't want you to know what's happening. And it's the exact same thing in the financial market. Do you really know what's on a corporation's books? Absolutely not. Do you really know if they actually do have one position or another? Absolutely not. What is it that you have to have at the casino in the marketplace that's necessary for you to engage in that? You have to have blind faith. You have to believe that they're going to do what they said that they're going to do. And remember what I said about belief. Belief is nothing more than an opinion that's not supported by facts or evidence. You have to actually have blind faith that they're going to do it. And the blind faith that actually sets you up for that is that they show you other individuals that have received it. But see, you don't know how that overall process really works. So you would never know when they've decided not to pay out anymore, would you? That would be above your overall decision, because if it was your decision, you would definitely say, yes, pay me. But see, one of the things that they would also tempt you with to do, if you were in that position, they would say, hey, check this out. This is how we work. This is what we're doing to everybody. And you would come to find out that it was all a scam and a scheme, and it was filled with ubiquitous fraud. You already know that that's true, but it's hard for you to admit it because so many people have invested and committed so much to it. You need it to work, and even though you know it's rigged. See, this is how blind faith gets positioned in our lives, and blind faith is always the first step to genocide. These financial markets are completely rigged. And if that's not something that you can objectively see, that's because you're completely blind and you choose to be that way. You don't know how the market really works. It's just like you don't know when you vote for a candidate if that vote is really counted. You don't know. You've just done what they told you to do. You go into this booth, you press who you want to win. Now, what happens after that is you have no control. You're not privy to that overall side of it all. You're not privy to what really goes into the overall financial market. You're not a decision maker in the financial market. You're just a participant that is actually being leveraged again. And that's just the truth. The truth. When actually there are things that you can do, you should actually be your own financial advisor. You should be your own bank. You should control what you've worked for yourself. If you don't have the discipline to hold on to that, why would you think, if you're flawed in that area where you wouldn't be able to, you don't have the fortitude you don't have the ability to do what's in your best interest with what you've worked for, what makes you think that somebody that you've given your whole life earnings to, what makes you think that something that they never had to work for, but they were able to get your overall earnings, what makes you think that they're going to have any more moral conviction to doing what's right than you would? You're actually tempting them to be thieves. You're actually tempting them to be engaged in ubiquitous fraud. And it's our participation in these type of things is the reason why this continues to happen cycle after cycle after cycle, season after season, and nothing changes. Because we can keep repeating the same mistake, doing the exact same thing. And there's always, always a truth that is a part of this. And this truth is this. If you go to the casino, your meal isn't free. Your stay isn't free. Your drinks aren't free. Your participation isn't free. Everything is leveraged against you to lose. And so you do. And see, the market, and I'm glad that some people were able to benefit from getting the overall pensions and everything else. I'm glad that they were able to do that. But if they're still getting them right now, guess what? They will probably only be getting them for so long. They probably won't get them if they are going to live an extended time period in their life, which is also the system actually makes sure, and they do everything their darndest to make sure that they are summarily murdered through food, health care, and all this other stuff so that they won't receive their overall full benefit of their labor of their youth. Until you realize the strength of the labor of our youth, until we realize the true strength of the labor of our existence, we will always squander it. We don't have a true appreciation for it. How can you have a true appreciation with something so valuable and we have such a childish and juvenile discipline towards, immature discipline towards? You're going to get fleeced. We're going to get continuously fleeced. And that fleecing is going to continuously adversely affect us off until we lose all the prosperity of what our capabilities were. We squander it. And I didn't mean to really go into that complete rant, but it's important because the system is telling you. Vegas actually, and the casinos actually tell you, you can't win. The market has been telling you, you can't win. Because they have their overall seasons of what? Collapse and calamity. It's not by chance that these happen. It's by design. It's not an happen chance. It's not, you know, something that is a whim or a mistake. No, it's a conspiracy. Think about it. You work your whole adult life. Every time you get paid, you give some of your overall earnings to someone you don't know. And the someone that you don't know that you give it to is the same someone that don't know you. Has no connection to you, know nothing about that individual. You don't even know their name. For those of us that engage, for those of you that engage in the market, the individuals that control that market or your overall participation in it, what is their name? You don't even know it. What is their moral character? You don't know. What are some of their flaws? You have no clue. You know nothing about them. And you give what you've worked so hard to, because see, that's how the system is set up. The system is set up so that during your working ages and at the height of your overall energy output, at the height of your productivity, all of your energy is actually siphoned away from you. And one of the ways it's siphoned away from you is that you actually pay into something from which you work for and give it to someone that you don't know with a promise. And they say, I promise you, when you get older and you can't work as much as you had, you don't have the same strength, you don't have the same energy, you don't have the same capabilities, you can't do what you used to be able to do. When you need it the most, we promise we'll be there for you. But all principles subject to market laws. And we do this because we've been indoctrinated and trained to accept that as okay. When they tell you you're going to lose everything, but it's okay. You still need to do it. Because the overall indoctrination and the programming of us is not to discern what's in our best interest, but to contribute to the best interest of those that control. That's what schooling is all really about. And it's a systematic process that is put into place that is reaffirmed and reinforced year after year at the earliest ages to get people not to think for themselves, but to require someone to tell them what to do, to require them to always having to need someone or a master or a ruler directing them. Man, this is so steep in the overall pain and agony from this. It's so deep and it's so psychologically, fundamentally embedded in our everyday way of life. It's far beyond what I've just depicted since we started talking about this. It's far, far deeper than that, because we've been made so much shallower than who we truly are. We are so shallow that the system has embedded or encrypted into us the shallowness so that we can never, ever even conceive the depths. The depths of the deep is so dark that it's a place of fear that we're afraid to go. Many are upset at me right now, saying, who is this? Because that's the fear that they've taught you to be able to respond to with murmuring anger against the truth. But that's all right. I don't have a casino or market. But whatever you have your faith in that is in that casino and market and what the system has taught you, believe me, it will bear the truth. And it may not even be in this overall lifetime, may not be during this physical existence that you realize that you were had. But the sooner we do, the sooner we realize that we've been engaged in some mistakes, is the first step to being for us to be able to correct them. I would never say don't get mad at me, because I know how shallow people are. You will. It's cool. I don't care. It doesn't move me. But really, what I'm really concerned about, I'm committed to. And at all costs. These markets and this overall paradigm, a subjugation, is continuously telling us your participation is what enslaves you. And right after they tell you that, then they give you another order to fulfill. And generally, most of us immediately conceive that I have to obey. But let's get to this article real quick before we go to the break. And there's a video. It says it's time to rotate into value, says JP Morgan Chase. Kovlankic. I think I probably messed the man's name up. Don't matter. Time to rotate into value. Well, ladies and gentlemen, since we've been on air, we've been trying to get you to rotate into value and to be able to, you know, the system has taught us to be price sensitive and never aware of value. And because of that, we never really know what's valuable. We call a piece of paper something of value. We'll call consumer goods issuance of value. And we'll call money worthless. We'll bypass it. We won't engage it in our lives. The reason why we won't engage in our lives is because we don't see a value to it. We will definitely engage into prescription drugs, but we will never move into the herbs that the great creator has given to us to heal at all, because we put value in what the deception that the doctors have taught us, and they write a prescription, and we have faith and confidence in that, and we'll walk away from to where we don't even know what herbs would do our bodies the beneficial necessities to gain a stronghold over anything that infirms you. We'll walk away from that. See, that's the difference between price sensitive and understanding what true value is. Now, do I have it all? No, absolutely not. I had to learn, and I'm still learning these different things. But see, one of the first things that I realized is that everything that I was taught was a lie. And until that truth comes about in you from this, from the schoolings of things, then you know what? We'll fall into these traps. And this is how we'll engage in things to where we think that we need health care instead of getting health cures. How are you going to get health care? That means that you're just going to get care for the moment to return sick another day. Ah, man. So this article says the JP Morgan analyst predicts a great liquidity crisis will hit financial markets, marked by flash crashes in the stock prices and social unrest. Like I said, I didn't get to explain this. What is a flash crash? A flash crash means, let's say something is at $100. Say it's a stock or a commodity or something that's at $100. And a flash crash means that within seconds it goes from $100 and it would actually, but there's an actually term where it loses, I think, 10% or 15% of its overall, or 3% of its overall market value in a short period of time. But I would like to say a flash crash, and this next flash crash is going to be much bigger than what their overall definitions of crashes are, because I really don't care what their definitions are, because all of it is flash, because they can push a button to make it go where they want it to go. With a flash crash that they're talking about, let's say something is at $100. Let's say your pension fund is at or anything that your pension fund is allocated in is at $100. It could flash crash down to $10 in seconds. It can flash crash to $10 within 30 minutes, 15 minutes. They'll actually stop and close trading for that type of stuff. But guess what? They still can keep it going down if they want to, because you can't make them make it go up, because you don't know how it is going up or why it's going down. You just see the effects of it. See, control is very, very prevalent and very, very powerful because of this. It's like the wind. You can never see the wind, but you always see the effects of the wind. So those that actually control the markets are ensuring that the overall, it goes where it wants them to go, because they created it. And in creating something, that means that you have autonomous control over it. So they can push it where they want it to go. So it can go from $100 down to $80, down to $75, down to $60, down to $45, and you won't be able to get out of that position. Because guess what? When you pick up the phone or you go to the computer and try to hit it, guess what? It won't respond. It may not even give you an error message. It may just have it still standing there, and you're going to be spazzing out trying to get out of your position. How can you get out of a position that you cemented yourself to at a moment's notice? It's difficult to jump to the surface when you're buried at the crust of the earth. It's a difficult leap. So, that's what a flash crash is. And he says, in social unrest, the $1 trillion shift to passive investment, computerized trading strategies, and electronic trading desks will exacerbate sudden severe stock drops. Central banks will be forced to make unprecedented moves, including direct purchases of equities. Or there could even be negative income tax. Timing of when the next crisis will occur is uncertain, but markets appear to be safe through the first half of 2019, he says. What's being basically said is twofold. Now, they could say go left, but you should go right. But what's really happening is this, is that these are the signals that they're telling so that when all these things do happen, when you do have the civil unrest, when you do have the overall crashing of the – see, most people think that the economy is based in the stock market. That's not economically sound. Here's why that's not economically sound, and we got to get ready to go to the break. But when we go, we're going to go to the break, and when we come back, let me tell you why that's not an economically sound way to look at anything economically, especially in man's economy. So listen, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If I offended anyone in that overall, please pardon me. It wasn't my intention. It is really about just getting you, because I do mean – want you to have the best of what's available. I want you to be protected. I never want you to be scared. I definitely want you to be prepared. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Your host, Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Now, am I immune from all of this stuff happening and the adverse sides of that? No, absolutely not. I have friends. I have family. I have neighbors. I have a community. I have you. You have I. We are all going to be directly affected by that. But have I done some things to actually protect myself, my family, and my community from this? Absolutely. The key in the question is, have you? Have you taken on that same responsibility that goes along with that? Have you actually taken on that burden? Has it been significant enough for you to have an appropriate response to it? See, it hasn't happened to where it has adversely affected you yet. And so maybe many people think that I don't need to do that. But by time it does happen to you, guess what? It'll be too late for you to meaningfully respond to it all. Only thing that will happen is that you will actually be in response to the adversity that's happening to you. You won't be able to prepare for it, and you won't be able – see, I always like to say, if you don't see things coming, once things happen, you won't know what to do. If you can't see things coming before they arrive, upon their arrival, the likelihood, because of the shock, because of the overall confusion and the displacement, you're not going to know what to do. This is where people become paralyzed by fear. And this is why people that prepare are always, instead of being paralyzed by fear, they're motivated to action. That's the difference between a person of valor and a coward. A coward is always paralyzed by fear. Won't do nothing, can't do nothing. What am I to do? The house is burning. What am I to do? Well, you better do something instead of asking what it is that you need to do. You better put in a plan right away. There needs to be a sense of urgency, but if you're not familiar, you didn't think about it, you didn't prepare, you didn't place the overall fire extinguisher here, you didn't place the overall ladder to get off of the second or third floor by this window and another one over here. You didn't have the appropriate means to be able to respond to an appropriate threat. Now we're scared. And being in that paralyzed state of fear, now you're paralyzed. You can't move. And because of what the system has always taught us, is that it's always taught us to wait for someone to come to help you. Wait for the authorities. Do you see how displaced we are? When you didn't even see that it was the authorities that lit the match to set the building on fire. Enough, Dave. Move on. Okay. So, in this start of the article, just the first four bullet points. If you really look at what's being said here, the trillion dollar shift to passive investment, computerized trading strategies, and electronic trading desks will exacerbate sudden severe stock drops. Now, what is that happening? What's going on there? Do you realize that is an admission to the manipulation? That it will be in the best interest of the market to have that crash and have a severe crash, and they'll generate that by different ways. Plausible deniability, they'll say that they were hit by a cyber attack. It wasn't our fault. See, the people didn't give us the proper control. They didn't deregulate these things so that we can have their proper the proper threat analysis in there, where we can go into your account, take yours and this, and do or have access to everything that you have and be able to do. You didn't give us that overall. You didn't give us the free card to do whatever we want to make sure that we could protect you. And honestly, and believe me, we would have been protecting you. That's an admission there to the malevolent market manipulation, and well, better way, the ubiquitous fraud that goes into the market manipulation. And then it says central banks will be forced to make unprecedented moves. Remember what we read about what BIS said, Bank of International Settlements said, is going to be happening. These aren't just the first. These aren't warnings. It's a big difference between a warning and a tell. This is a tell. This is the market actually telling you what they're going to do. But see, we don't see this overall as a part of the market informing us of what they're going to do. And the reason why the market can tell you what they're going to do, because they have the wherewithal, they have the means, the motive, the opportunity, and they will gain the most from it. So that's the overall criminal attributes that's necessary for commit a crime and to detect who did it. They're admitting to it all right here. And basically what they're saying is that the central banks are going to have to respond. Do you know what that means when the central banks are going to respond? That means the central banks are going to respond because your accounts have been swiped, capital controls have been put in. What is capital controls? That means that your ATM was only going to give out $5 a day. That means you won't be able to go into your bank. If you notice, they got rid of all of the tellers. You go into the bank, there's ATMs everywhere. And the bank won't be open. You won't be able to go to the bank and say, give me all of my cash, I need my cash now. They'll have stipulations. No, I don't care if you have $1 million, $2 million in there, you can only get out $35 or $40 for the next 2 days. Whatever their overall terms and conditions are, they have control over it because you gave it to them. They can say yes or they can say no. Whatever they do, you got to accept. Because you won't be in a position of controlling it. You won't be able to have your overall, what you need or what you so think that you need to be delivered to you just because you say it. So when we have this displacement like they had in Cyprus, like they had in Greece, like they're having in, not had, still have, and they're having in Argentina, and they're having in Venezuela, they're having, and they're still having it here. We don't even see the capital controls around us. How many times have you gone to the bank and they asked you what you're taking out the cash for? That's capital controls. Or they limit how much you could take out. That's capital controls. Meaning this, they control capital, you don't. So the next time that you think that you have control, I would say try this, but don't really do it. If the bank tells you that they're going to do something, take control of it. Say, no, this is what you're going to do, and tell them what they're going to do and see if they listen to you. See if they listen to you. See if you could tell the bank, no, this is what you're going to do with my cash. Go and tell them. See if they're going to listen. I'll never forget a story. I'll never forget a story. One of my former partners told me, he was a FBI agent. He said that a guy, one of the FBI agents went to another person's house to investigate something, and there was an elderly gentleman that was out on the farm. He was walking around, and the elderly gentleman that was there, it wasn't his farm, but he lived close to it, and he said to the FBI agent, he says, "May I help you, sir?" He said, and the FBI agent said, "No, you absolutely can't." Gentleman rocked in his chair. He said, "Okay, well, may I ask what you're doing here? Since this isn't your property." FBI agent said, "It's not your property either." He says, "Well, you're right there, but still, it's not yours. What are you doing here? I belong here. You don't." FBI agent pulled out his badge and he said, "You see this? You see this badge? It says FBI agent. I can go and do whatever I want." The elderly gentleman sat back in his chair. He says, "Okay, I guess you can." The FBI agent then jumped over the fence, not knowing that the overall property was a ranch, had cows, and it had some bulls. It was a bull that was on the ranch. And any of you that know anything about a bull, once you intrude on its territory, and the grass was steep and everything else, the bull that he didn't see started to charge the FBI agent, and he started to run back towards the fence, and the bull was catching him. And the old man got up and said, "Show him your badge. Tell him to stop. Show him your badge." And the FBI agent just barely made it over the fence. And then he was on the ground at the other side of the fence. The elderly gentleman said, "Guess that badge didn't work with him, huh?" And why do I say that? See, we think that because we've been told certain things, that we have control over things that we really don't. We've been told that you had control over your overall finances, but actually we've been put in a position to where you don't. It doesn't matter what you've been told, and then you try to execute that overall authority, that false authority, and you'll see something very quickly. The bull doesn't care, because the bull knows something adverse and different. And it's very important for us to realize that control is critical. And we've lost control of our financing. We've lost control of the economy because we actually allowed ourselves to be indoctrinated into lies and deception that is actually there to exploit us. The casino always allows few people to win so it can draw more in that will lose. The casino will always allow few to win so that it can draw in more to lose. The market will always allow a few to win so it can draw even more in to lose. And that's what this is basically telling you. And in this one bullet, when they talked about the central banks, when the central bank gets involved, ladies and gentlemen, I definitely see that overall false flag and that storm coming. When that does happen, what is going to happen is that everything that you worked for has now been nullified. Bail-in proceedings will start. You're familiar with bail-out proceedings, but bail-in proceedings are much more detrimental. That means your account is swiped and you're told only when you could get some and when you can't, because once again, they created the economic system for their benefit, not you. They're the bull in their territory. And then it also said the timing when the next crisis will occur is uncertain, but we appear to be safe through the first half of 2019. See, this is synonymous of how the overall language of the market goes. This is what they tell you. There's going to be a market crash, but we appear to be safe right now. They tell people in retirement, and then people that invest. You invest for the long haul. You got to go through the little, there are going to be ups and downs, but in the end, you'll win. You'll get it back. But see, if that was the truth, then why can't they guarantee you that your principal will never be lost? Because if that was the case, if they had to guarantee, and they basically, how would they guarantee that your principal would be lost? It wouldn't be by you giving it to them for years and years. It would be this. You would give them principal. They would trade on it for a day, and then you would get the returns from that day with your principal back immediately. See, what happens there, you just deleverage them to be what? To manipulation. They have to be more honest. Why don't things work that way? Because then that will put you in a position of control. So what I'm basically saying is this. So if the markets were sincere, this is how the markets would work. They would only get paid from the interest and return of principal with interest to you. They would only get paid from that, from what they've actually earned and gained you. And it wouldn't be over a year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. It would be on a daily trade, because it can happen that way, but they don't want it to happen that way, because then that would end their overall position of advantage. Why aren't things done that way? Because then you would have to pay for performance, and they would have to do what? They would have to honestly perform. Because if they didn't honestly perform, what would you do? Move to one that does honestly perform. They don't want that. And this civil unrest that this individual is talking about says the civil unrest will be not seen like in 50 years. Well, what's some of the civil unrest that we've seen in 50 years? And not only that, he didn't specifically say from what country or what segment of civil unrest was he talking about in 50 years? Was he talking about just in the United States, or was he talking about in Kosovo? Was he talking about in Venezuela? Was he talking about Argentina? No, it's going to be far greater than all of that. Because then the article says sudden severe stock sell-off sparked by lightning-fast machines, unprecedented actions by central banks to shore up asset prices, social unrest not seen in the U.S. in the first half of the century. So they did say in the U.S. in the first half of the century. What is that sudden fast machines? That's day trading. That's the overall algorithm making, and that's also cyber world. That's how J.P. Morgan Chase head Marco envisions the next financial crisis. The forces that will transfer the market into the last decade, namely the rise of the computer trading from and passive investing, are set up conditions for potential violent moves once the current bull market ends. Once the current bull market ends, and I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, there's never been a bull market. There's always been a bull, can't use that type of word on this show, market. According to a report sent to the bank to bank's clients on Tuesday, his note is part of a 116-page mega report written for the 10th anniversary of the 2008 financial crisis. With perspectives from 48 of the bank's analysts and economists. This gentleman, a 43-year-old analyst with a PhD in theoretical physics, has risen in prominence, for example, occasionally predicting how the new algorithm-dominated stock market will behave. What is the algorithm stock market? That is nothing more than the overall cyber, dark web, cyber control, where somebody can create an algorithm, place it into the overall network, cross-pollinated into the overall market system, and actually take over and start controlling what it wants to control the set for. This is nothing more than algorithms is a glorified way for saying hacking. The current bull market, the longest in modern history by some measures, has been characterized by the extended period of calm, with the spaz of selling known as flash crash. Recent examples include a nearly 1,600-point intraday drop in February and an 1,100-point decline in August of 2015. Remember them both. These are very rapid. Let me just stop there. And the one in 2000 in February, the 16-point drop, and then in August of 2015, the 1,100-point drop went down so fast that they were actually going to shut up. And in my overall estimation, that was the indoctrination to get you used to that and the market used to that, so that they will not be aware of its presence and will allow it to happen again. It was actually also data mining and testing to see how it would happen, and more importantly, how people would respond to this. How many people, after a 1,600-point intraday swing or 1,100-point intraday swing, how many people would they be able to get back into the market? How much volatility would they be able to get back into the market? How would they be able to get people back into market after such moves? So what do? You have those moves. Have them as a reset, set it going forward from there, and then boom, hit it with a huge one when no one else is looking. When is no one else looking? When everything, I'm going to tell you something, when everybody's inebriated in the wine of splendor. When the market has been going up, 30,000, 40,000, keep going, that's when you want to get it. Everybody's, man, we ain't getting the market, it's going to be, and then boom, they're inebriated in the wine of splendor. And then they say, man, got me for everything. So it goes on. They are very rapid, sharp declines in asset value with sharp increases in market volatility. The bank's global heads of micro quantitative and derivative research said in a recent interview, but those flash crashes could occur during a backdrop of an economic expansion. The new market hasn't been tested in the thrones of the recession, he said. If you have these liquidity-driven sharp sell-offs that come at the end of the cycle or maybe even cause the end of the cycle, then I think you could have much more significant asset price correction, an even more significant increase in market volatility. What is market volatility? Meaning more and more people are responding to it. More and more people are engaging in it. Known as the VIX. No one to step in and buy. In his report, he explained how the major market trends that occurred after the 2008 crisis exacerbated selling during the moments of the panic. The massive shift from activity to passive management investment, meaning people were trying to what? Save their overall portfolio. They became passive. Basically, that's a financial word for passive, for selling off. He estimated that $2 trillion has moved that way in the past decade. It has removed a pool of buyers who can swoop up in if valuation trembles, he wrote. Move this down. The rise of the automated trading strategies is also a factor because many hedge funds are programmed to automatically selling into weakness, he said. Together, indexes and quantum funds now make up as much as two-thirds of assets under management globally, and 90% of the daily trade comes from those or similar strategies, he wrote. Basically, right now, you have the largest group of investors who are purely mechanical, meaning it's all AI. It's all algorithm. It's all viruses. They sell on certain signals and not necessarily on fundamental development, such as increasing the VIX or a change in the bond equity correlation or simple price action. Meaning if the market goes down 2%, they need to sell. So as soon as the market goes down 2%, they create a spastic price sell-off because all of them start to sell. Why is that being done? Because that's the system's excuse as to what went wrong. They'll say, hey, this is what went wrong. You need to give us more control and get away from automation and put it more control into individual and people's hands, and we need to know everything about it, and everybody needs to get all in. We don't just need some people in, we need everybody in for us to do this right. Boy, the traps that they lay. The lasting electronic trading desks at banks and other firms tend to withdraw when markets get rough, removing liquidity and contributions to a cascading decline in price. The Great Liquidity Crisis. This potential meltdown in stock prices could cause the next financial crisis. His name for it is the Great Liquidity Crisis. In market, liquidity is the measure of easing and speed. A financial instrument can be traded without significantly impacting its price. For example, cash is highly liquid. Meanwhile, real estate is usual liquidity. If markets fall below 40% or more, the Federal Reserve would need to leap into action and to prevent a spiral that could lead into a depression. That could lead to unconventional actions, including direct purchases of equity, a move that Japan's central banks has already taken. Basically, the whole thing has already started in this overall direction. Suddenly, every pension fund in the United States is severely underfunded. Retail investors panic and sell, while individuals stop spending, if you have this type of severe crisis, how do you break the vicious cycle, the negative feedback loop? Maybe you stimulate the economy by cutting taxes further, perhaps even into negative territory. I think most likely is direct central bank interventions in asset prices, maybe bonds, maybe credit, and perhaps equities, if that's the eye of the storm. And let me tell you, everyone, that the speed and the depth of the moves of the market that he's talking about, the key that would really hurt the everyday person is when they withdraw, because what they're going to be really doing is they're going to be withdrawing out on all of the pensions. They're going to be withdrawing out on everybody's overall portfolios, taking what they've been working so hard to acquire and nullifying the work that they've done in the past to being nothing at all, has no value at all, has no remembrance, has no payment. See, when you get paid and you send it to your overall pension and everything else that's in the market, what you're really doing is that you're actually taking the pay that you received and put it into the market so that they can actually tax you twice and have an opportunity to take it away from you again. That's what they do. And by this cycle that he's talking about, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And by the crisis that he's talking about, the things that would happen would be far reaching than what he's talking about. In this next financial crisis, which has already happened, but as it starts to ramp it up even more, when we come back, I'm going to give you my take on what I think is going to be happening during this time that he laid out and what you should be doing in the interim. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I want to get into this, get back to this right away. Now, during this time that this gentleman has laid out from J.P. Morgan, this analyst from J.P. Morgan, during this time, there are going to be things that are going to be happening in your home. There's things that's going to be happening to you directly. One, your credit card won't work. Two, your ATM card won't work. Three, everyone will be glued to the TV, watching this all unfold, mesmerized by how fast it's going down and everything that's happening. Meanwhile, missing the opportunity to appropriately respond to what was coming. See, the individuals that don't see this coming is going to be watching Cerebrally Naive Network, be watching Criminals Nothing But Criminal Network, watching Lying Like a Fox. They're going to be glued to what's happening. Oh, my, oh, wow. Because they've been entranced and indoctrinated to do that because of the movies. Watch the train wreck. How about getting out the way of the train wreck? Everyone will be watching TV instead of having an appropriate response. But those of you that have seen this actually coming, know it's coming, what are you going to be doing? You're not going to be watching it on TV. You're going to have an appropriate response to this whole thing. You're going to be doing the things that are necessary that you already know that you need to do while everybody else is watching. And that is going to give you a position of advantage. While everybody else is staring and cemented in place, you're moving. You're moving. It's a, okay, I see what this is happening. I'm going to respond to this. I better go get gas right away. Even before the overall ATMs and credit cards go down. And if they do go down, you already had some emergency stash of preparedness cash on hand to go and get the last bit of things that you need to go get, because that may be the last opportunity that you will be able to do it safely. because those that are staring at the TV are then are at the appropriate time on cue when they snap them out of their hypnotized state, when they snap them into action, because the TV will tell them when they're supposed to go start riding. You know when the TV's going to tell them when to go start riding? Because they're going to start showing riots starting to break out at different places. But they've already indoctrinated people to do that already. So as soon as it gets dark and the turmoil is there, they've already reported, everybody is going to say, oh, it's on now. So that's some of the things that's going to be happening. And it's going to take a while before it leads to martial law. And it will. And it will be a horrendous period. But let's go back to, in an hour-long interview, the gentleman says this scenario is less a prediction than a warning about a rising risk. He also stated that the chances of crisis happening are low until after the second half of 2019. But see, it's the things that's going to be leading up and happening now that's going to set those things into action. This is why I'm going to come to you right away. This is why H.R. 5404 is already in place, because it's waiting for this crisis, this very crisis, to make itself available for them to invoke that as law. So we got a caller in queue. Oh, that was Keith. Let me mute myself. Well, Keith, I don't have to mute myself because you're not here. Go ahead, Keith. Go ahead, jump in. What say you?
Hey, you just made a comment. Just a small correction. It's not after the second half of 2019. It's after the first half of 2019. So it'll happen after the first 6 months, not after the second 6 months, is what they said.
That's what they said, the first half of 2019. So what do we have? So what? Today's we're in the ninth month. So they're basically saying within the next 9 months. Right?
Correct.
Yeah. Next 9 months. So this is what they're saying could happen. I'm saying it's already happened. It's already unfolding right now. It's already there. And it's very important why they do these type of things, because they're going to say this. See, we told you it was going to happen. You didn't listen to us. Since you didn't listen to us, look what happened. Now that this has happened and you're now in this position of disadvantage and the pain is so severe, people are going to be begging the overall system that created the problem to fix it. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to say, we're going to fix it, but guess what? It's going to cost you. And it's going to cost you everything. But believe me, we'll fix it. Trust me. Like we taught you always to do is to trust. So, yeah, Keith is right. It's the first half. So the article goes on. Hold on, Keith. And it says... The exact timing of the crisis is uncertain, but will be determined by the speed in which the Fed hikes interest rates and reverses bond purchases, a legacy of the last crisis, he said. The developing trade dispute with China could accelerate or delay the end of the cycle as well. No, it's not going to delay it at all. It actually perpetuates and actually momentum energizes it even more. Here's why. Because of the overall trade dispute that's happening, goods that you need, goods that you and I have been come to dependent on, are out to sea right now. So what happened, why is that so significant? So as soon as the crisis happens, guess what? There is nothing in stockpile. There's nothing that's you know, in stock. This is how you bring in a real economic crisis, is that, one, you control supply and demands of goods. Because when the people don't have the overall supplies, what are they going to do? They're going to go bat crazy. Black Friday on steroids, because now they're not fighting over a TV, they're fighting over the staples of life. They're fighting over things that are necessities. The trained animals are now uncaged. Article goes on. We're almost done. In closing his report, in an anonymous note, the next crisis also likely to result in social tension, somewhere similar to the similar to those witnessed 50 years ago in 1968. That year saw the peak of both the Vietnam War, the anti-war movement, and assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., Senator Robert Kennedy. Today, the internet and social media are helping to polarize groups and events, including the United States election. Brexit shows tensions that will probably worsen in the next crisis, he said. So that's what he said. Those factors are definitely being stirred up. But the key factor in the stirring is this. One of the most important factors is this, is that when the overall rest of the world sends back the overall U.S. dollar, that will exacerbate this overall crisis into full-blown panic immediately, because then there will be nothing that they will be able to do to stave it off, because they actually will want it to happen. And just think about how big of an effect that's going to have on you. It's not that countries are going to do it. They already have started that process. See, the windfall of what they've already given up hasn't hit the shores yet. What China, Japan, the other nations have given up in trade, you know, it takes it a while for it to show up. But when it does show up, it's going to be an immovable force. So I would say that the overall crisis in there, and this is why they've actually militarized the police department. This is why they've changed the overall posse comitatus. This is why you see a lot of the different things that are in place, NDAA, Patriot Act, all of that stuff. All of those things are going to come into play in full-fledged, and this is where you'll see where they will invoke martial law, a martial law that they can't enforce. There is no martial law. There is no national martial law that can be enforced. Is absolutely, positively impossible. And this will be a national event, because it will be a global event, and all of the rest of the investors and all of the rest of the global economy, the first thing that they're going to do is divest themselves of everything U.S., get rid of it. It won't be a passive move. It will be a panic-hastened move. And how you know? Because some of the significant sovereign wealth funds have already done it, because they're not going to want to run out of something that they can't get out of. So they're going to get out early, before things happen. Not during or hold on to it a moment long. The only people that hold on to that type of hope are individuals and entities that didn't create the crisis. Because the individuals that didn't create the crisis don't know the depths and how broad and how deep and steep this really is. They don't know the inner workings of it all. But those that did create it, they get out real early, because they know how bad it's going to be, and they're not going to allow themselves to be exposed to that type of risk. And that's very significant. And that's meaningfully significant. They got now already. See, J.P. Morgan Chase, and one of the things you can look at, J.P. Morgan Chase can talk about this now because they what? They've gotten out of it. They're already out of harm's way. really they never was in harm's way, because if you really think about it from, you know, just from my estimations, is that that's what, this is what they've created. You can't have no, you can't have a bull market without a bear market. You can't have a ups without the downs, and they actually leverage that to their advantage. You can't have winners and losers. And if you really think about it, they put these things, these are common things. Winners of the day, losers of the day. Do you really want to engage in something that has winners and losers? Do you know what that really means? That it's a game. And if it's a game, who set the rules of the game? And generally the ones that set the rules of the games are the ones that created the game, and they're controlling it all. So here we go again. They build stadiums that the general population has to pay for. They fund teams and promote the teams with the general population paying for it. And then they collect all the profits, and the general population doesn't get a penny. Doesn't get a cent. They get a fans retreat. You could come yell, scream, and holler. But the yelling and screaming and holler won't be rooting for a team or rooting against a team. It may be for your very life. And, you know, I wanted to talk about this because if we don't talk about it, if we don't emphasize this the same way that the system emphasizes you engaging in it, then we can actually, we can fall victim to it much easier. Because there is no challenge to it. There always needs to be a challenge to something. We always have to ask the questions, why? And from just looking at history, we definitely see the overall importance to us asking why. Because when we don't ask why, then we're not putting ourselves in the position to say no. We're not going to allow that to happen. And we've seen enough historically of how the system has used, abused, and exploited not one, two, but not many, but all. And it's high time that we take a different approach to this all whole thing. See, when there were no articles like this about from J.P. Morgan, people would say, hey, you're fear-mongering. I laughed. Are you prepared? They said, no. Well, then you got a lot to be afraid of. This is a tell. Now, is it definitely going to happen during the time that they said it? No. Could they be saying that for people to sell out of the market because they want people to sell? Yeah, absolutely. But see, here's the thing. This tell corroborates and substantiates their intentions, the wind's intentions from other tells. When you put them all together, they tell a complete story. Talking about an event, a crisis, an economic crisis that's going to be brought on by war, cyber war. If you really read between the lines on this, they're basically saying that they have the opportune moment now to swipe everybody's principal clean. And they're going to seize on it. They're going to do it. Because they have everything, all the plausible deniability at their advantage to, so that they can blame it on someone. They'll either have some, an institution or an entity do it, or they'll do it and blame it on them. Really think about it. What in the world could North Korea say if J.P. Morgan say, we've just been hacked by North Korea, we traced it back to North Korea, they swiped all of our things. Do you think that the overall government of North Korea say, no, we didn't do that? Honest. Trust me. They did. We didn't do it. How many people would buy it? None. And nobody would buy it because that was actually the purpose. That's actually the purpose. So, to me, looking at everything that's going on, and I didn't really get into other things because I was really just seeing and wanted to elaborate on what they're setting up here. It's right here in front of you. This is not a warning. This is a tell. And they don't need to tell you when. Because really, they've already done it. It's happening now. The stock market is booming, but how many people are economically hurting? You see, the stock market is no indication of the common person's economy at all. The stock market is a reflection of the propaganda that the market is producing. So, now's the high time for you all to take your cash, change it into real money. Take your cash and change it into, if you only have a few dollars, take those few dollars and change it into coins. Get out of the paper. That's the debt instrument. Start acquiring essential assets that you need that will benefit you. One, it will benefit you because you'll have them, and then two, not only that, depending on the overall depth of everything, you may be able to use that at barter, or you may be able to use it in so many different ways that will open up other opportunities for you. You can't wait until this happens. Then you're responding. You have to have a strategy. You have to engage in the overall preventive tactics, preventive actions. You have to see these things before they happen so that when they do happen, you'll know what to do when they come. Because you saw them coming and you appropriately responded to them. And what are you going to lose by responding to this appropriately with what you have? Should you have some cash? Yes, you should have cash to service your debt, pay your bills, maintain your quality of life. But now's the time to actually minimize on your overall so-called quality of life. It should now really should be moving into the essentials and the necessities of life, not the overall quality. Because many of us think that quality is all about what we want. You should, and now is a clear time to pull the plug on everything you want and acquire everything that you need at the expense of what you want, not at having what you want being expendable. Expending your needs. Not the place to do it or the time to do it now. So listen, everyone, I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Let me make sure we have no other callers in queue. And I'm going to just say this once again. Hey, I do this because I don't want them to catch you. We've been through too many things before for us to continue to repeat these things over and over. Many of you went through 2008, and thank goodness 2008 didn't extend itself even further. Did we not learn enough from the last hurricane? So, the immediacy of protecting yourself is your responsibility. And I would hope that you would be attentive to that. Okay, everyone, so we're going to get out of here. We won't be able to have a show tomorrow, but we will be back on Friday. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace. Take care.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.